Not a Neighbor's Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about getting the message of beef to today's consumer in under 3.5 minutes. Back on that in just a moment.
Fall run has started. Cattle are moving, and now's the time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficacy, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin has been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD. And more effective than Baytril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin, tulathromycin, injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. A pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
The money that you pay into the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff funds Beef It's What's For Dinner.com. That's the leading website as far as an online destination is concerned for recipes dedicated to beef, shopping for and learning how to prepare beef. In the last fiscal year, the site had more than 495,000 total visits, more than 1.7 million page views. The digital marketing manager for the Beef Checkoff is Meredith Stevens. She says visitors to the site spend about 3.5 minutes a session. That means they're finding exactly what they need by way of recipes and cooking information and tips in order to have a great beef eating experience.
We know overall that food is kind of one of those most searched things online. So we know that consumers are talking about food, and we know that they are searching for food, for recipes, for tips, and that kind of thing. So the fact that the Checkoff has beefitswhatsfordinner.com is already a huge indicator that we're helping consumers find the information they need when it comes to shopping for or cooking beef and preparing and kind of enjoying that beef experience with their families and friends.
Now, the beef industry's also developed a beefitswhatsfordinner.com mobile site, friendly for cell phones. Meredith Stevens says that means consumers on the go, even in the store, can check on a beef recipe as they buy their food.
What's really interesting is what we saw was that when the Beef for Dinner mobile site was first launched, we stayed around around 15,000 to 18,000 page views, which for a new site is fantastic already. As we've been continuing to integrate and leverage those checkoff dollars with the advertising campaign and with promotions that are in store and making sure that consumers on the go know that there's a Beef for Dinner mobile site for them, we have seen it explode with page views, especially this summer, knowing that it's summer grilling season especially, that they have a resource that when they're actually in the store, they can get, not only can they search for recipes, but they can go throughout the rest of the store and get their beef choices and then get the ingredients they need to make those triple tested recipes that the Checkoff funds.
Besides the Beef It's What's For Dinner website, there's also an e-newsletter, Beef So Simple, goes out every Monday to over 29,000 subscribers.
And we want to make sure that we can reach them at all times, especially when they're looking about what they want to feed their families for dinner or lunch or breakfast for that matter. And so I think it's important to make sure that all these online tools, whether it's the website or social media or even blogger outreach, that we're continuing to help spread the awareness that these tools are out there for folks to use. Because ideally you want to see that your page views and your sessions and your visitors are continuing to increase, but also that they're finding value in it.
A great investment. BeefIt'sWhatsForDinner.com. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This Saturday, November 6th at 11 a.m., Cole Sand Creek Ranch, Okemah, Oklahoma, is conducting its first annual Sim Angus Seed Stock Production Cattle Sale. They're offering 33 18-month-old half Simmental, half Angus bulls and 26 bred heifers. These cattle represent the top breed API and TI production genetics for the commercial beef producer. The sale is at the ranch, I-40, exit 212, quarter mile north and 2 miles east. Call 817-301-7149 to get a catalog or answer questions. The Cole Sand Creek Production Sale in Okemah this Saturday.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.